Well, why don't you transition?
Hang on a minute.
And I mean that in a sense of, hello, viewers.
Hello. Say hello, Graham.
Hello, Jake.
No, we're peeking.
Peeking?
Oh, hi!
Hi. Yeah, I think that's the screen that people can't see.
No, that is... Oh. Transit. Hi.
Hello.
Hang on a minute, sorry. Hi.
Welcome to Acorn Antiques.
I think we're live. Are we
live?
Is
the set wobbling?
Are we live?
God knows.
Are we live?
I don't know. It's been so long.
Hang on one second. If we're live, say hello, someone.
Hello.
No, not you.
Oh. Well, I'm live.
I don't know how to get the comments on this.
Oh.
Oh. Well, listen. Hang on a minute. I know we're recording on that. So, hi. Welcome to the Gaily... no, I start.
Go on, then.
Hi, welcome to The Gaily Show. I'm Jake Hook.
And I'm Graham Davis.
Ha. I feel like...
It's been an age.
It's been an age. Have we even done a show this year?
Yes.
Did we?
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Did we? I can't remember. It's been so long.
Very long. I've aged. Do we look like we've aged?
No. Well, so why have we been away so long?
So much has happened. We're not machines.
No?
We're only human. Yes, well, what has happened? We've moved to new premises.
We have.
So that took a while. Then yeah. Pride season happened, and that always takes forever.
Oh, Pride season.
That starts in, like, February and ends in kind of, like, December.
That was a good one, wasn't it? Ooh. Which was your favourite Pride this year?
Oh, I've got many favourite Prides. I do love a good Pride.
You do love a good Pride.
In fact, I love a bad Pride as well. They're quite funny, but...
We went to... How many Prides did we go to this year?
Oh, 11? 12?
Yeah.
Higher? Lower? 13?
Yeah. And actually, they were all really good. We went to a couple of new ones this year, actually, didn't we? We went to Swansea.
Swansea, we did. We went to Swansea.
That was the very first one we went to. And we went to Cenefly.
Cenefly. Isn't it Cenefly?
No, it's Cenefly.
Well, it's double L, which is like the Scouse.
Well,
Cenefly? Cenefly.
Cenefly.
Oh, who knows?
Oh, but, listen.
They will correct us, I'm sure. But that was lovely little Pride, wasn't it?
Oh, we can hear ourselves on that. That's good. So I'm just checking everything's working.
Let me just explain what happened today. Jake this morning said, haven't done a show in a while. We should really do a show tonight. I'm like, yes, Jake, we should. You should prepare for it because he does all the technical stuff.
Oh, I have. I tidied up this corner of the office.
Have we plugged all the cables in?
No.
Are we on?
No, and I plugged everything in and it was
surprise
quite difficult.
The mics were.
It was quite difficult. Just don't touch them. Kaboom.
I saw what you blue-tacked it to.
So this is kind of like season three.
It is. Mm. What happened to season two? I think we missed it.
Season two was after Christmas last year. No, was it? Hang on a minute. No, because we did a live show in Western Supermare. Do you remember that? That was about this time.
We did. I remember it was dark outside.
It was dark outside.
Beautiful. Never seen Western.
Oh, so you can totally book us. You can totally book... Hang on, I wasn't even listening to
no,
you.
No, carry on.
No, you can totally book us for a live show in your local gay bar. Graham
really?
will prop you up with the profits by drinking, won't you?
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I'm actually very sober at the moment.
Well, the night is young.
So what? Why are we here? What are we talking about?
So we are back, and
buggers.
Although I know, but listen, the great thing about the internet is that you can turn it off if you don't like it.
You can unplug,
which is what I'm going to be doing in a minute.
Ooh, I
just thought we should come back to the people, you know.
Back to the. I feel we're so much further away. There's so much space here.
We do. Do you remember in our last? Studio.
We had like a desk here.
There was a desk and there was a whole thing here. We're going to fill this area up with nice stuff. So if you're listening on the podcast, that makes absolutely no sense because obviously when you're just listening, space has no time or concept really, isn't you know.
No, but it's probably certainly dragging. So what are we going to talk about tonight?
Right. So
why are we here?
I have got some subjects.
Oh.
First of all, are you registered to vote?
I am registered to vote. We moved. And I registered to vote in our new place.
You are.
I'm on it. I love a good vote.
You do.
I do. Where are you going?
I'm just looking to see if anybody. Oh, look. Hang on. Someone said. I was just looking to see if we had any comments. And we do have. We do have
we
a...
both said Kneffly wrong.
Kneffly. But that's how the drag queen said it.
According to
what
Simon.
What was her name? Oh, that drag queen. She was really good. The Ruby Slippers?
No, Ruby Slippers was a show in Liverpool.
Ruby...
Wax?
No, she's not a drag queen.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, listen, we'll
maybe they'll comment.
I apologise for anybody from that wonderful town. It was amazing. It was their first ever Pride.
We had a great old weekend,
and
didn't we?
I tell you what, organisation was superb.
Yeah, any other Prides watching, go and speak to...
Oh, it's bad. You see why we're not employed by the BBC?
Yeah, go and chat to those guys and ladies, because they did an amazing job, didn't they?
Yeah, they did an incredible
job.
So
organised.
But actually, I've got to say, all the prides we went to were very, very good. Such a politician. Back to politics. Are you registered to vote? Because actually, you know, you haven't got very long.
No. No, there's an election coming up.
Here we go. Ruby Slippers. There you go. Someone on Twitter has just let us know.
Oh, it was Ruby Slippers.
Yeah. So I thought she was brilliant. She was.
So then it's the stage show. Oh, no, that's the Ruby Slippers. Is that about Ruby Slippers?
It's all about the isn't it? Yeah, but she was amazing. Don't you remember? She was drunk.
I was probably drunk or working. Or both.
Yeah. Anyway, she was very clean on the day. And then at
night... Had a wash, had she?
Oh, God, she was so dirty. Honestly.
When?
The show that we went to see in the night time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
In that bar. We did. We went to a bar, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly.
No idea where I was.
Was anybody else there? Are we sharing this moment with
everybody? It's all coming back. That was brilliant.
Is it all coming back to you? It's all coming back to you now, is it?
Yeah, back for good. So yeah, you're registered to vote, aren't you?
Well, I believe so, but I haven't received a polling card yet.
No, I've hidden it.
Have we received them?
Yeah, we've got them.
Have we really?
Yeah.
With our new address on?
Yes, and even more exciting is that the polling booth is literally kind of next, nearly, booth?
The booth?
It's like nearly next door.
Is it really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Why have you hidden this from me?
I don't know. I was waiting to see who you're going to vote for.
He didn't want me to vote. That's the... My second question is, right, and
don't
this
ask
is,
me who
this...
I'm going to vote for.
No, I'm not going to ask
right.
you that.
I haven't got a clue.
I actually did a little survey about who whether people were undecided, and about 30% of people said that they were undecided. And I am actually in one of those, I'm one of those 30%.
Did you vote in the poll?
Oh, in my poll?
Yes.
Because I do like a poll. Yes. So, yes, I did. I voted that I was undecided. And, you know, quite a lot of people, that's...
30% are undecided.
30% that's is a lot of
and
decisions.
And I bet you most of them make their mind up on the day.
Yeah. They just see, oh, I like that name.
That's
I like that.
Me with the European kind of when they do the EU kind of votes,
the MEP votes,
the EMEP,
no, the EU, the
members of the European
MEPs.
Parliament votes.
Yeah,
there's like 4,000 people to choose from, and you're meant to have read up on all of them.
Well, you don't have to, obviously.
Well, I didn't.
No, you didn't. No, but my question would be, regardless of who you vote, is it? Do you think? What do you think is going to happen on the 13th of December? So the day
chaos. Absolute chaos. There's going to be snow, biblical floods.
It's Armageddon.
Yeah.
Vote Mageddon.
No, I think so.
I really feel that actually nothing is going to change. I have this sneaking suspicion that we'll end up with exactly what we've got right now.
I reckon the country is as deadlocked as Parliament was.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that going back to the country and asking for a general election is the right thing. I don't know.
Maybe we should vote for Ruby Slippers.
I know. Oh, if she was standing, I'd go for that.
She was standing the night we saw her.
She was. She wasn't
barely.
By the end of the evening. she was knocking it back, I tell you.
Now, it's unfair to talk about someone who can't defend themselves.
No, exactly. Let's talk about other drag
you
queens.
You were wasted.
Let's talk about other drag queens, like, for instance, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. I've actually watched a series.
We're in the UK, so it's a series.
Yeah,
isn't it?
A series of Drag Race. I've actually watched it.
A cycle. We've watched a cycle.
I couldn't get on with the US one.
Why? I thought you could.
I Bits of it. I found it annoying. I found it kind of...
controversial?
No, I couldn't keep up with all the accents.
Oh, it's
what it
difficult,
was.
Isn't it?
It is very difficult. See, unlike ours, stick a scouse bird. I don't know every single word she's saying.
I knew she was going to win from the start. I honestly know people say that, but I think that she is by far... No, I do think the top three were the deserving top three. If I had to choose out of those ones, I think that they are what represents British drag the most when people think about British drag.
What about the one that was dressed like a cat? That spent most of the series going, meow! Actually, the first episode when
actually,
it got booted.
Yeah, wasn't she? Didn't she get... That was Kathy... Kathy? Oh, they killed Kenny. No, Kathy Cott Kendall. No, Gothy Kendall.
No, Gothy Kendall was the other one.
Yeah, she was out
first. She was the one that was out first.
Meow. Yeah.
No, not the I'm a Celebrity cat.
Meow.
The love I'm a Celebrity. No, the other one. The one with the girlfriend.
Oh, right. Scaredy Cat.
Scaredy Cat.
Yeah.
Kathy Kendall.
Yeah.
Gothy. I'm mixing them up now. So, yeah, anyway. So did the one that won you want to win?
Yeah, I think the Vivian. I was rooting for the Vivian for a long time because I just felt that she was quite entertaining. But I do think that the top three were all entertaining.
See, I'd have said the Vivian or Bagger. Bagger was my choice, I think.
Really?
I like a down-to-earth girl.
Oh, you do.
And I love chips.
And you do?
I like something you can dunk. Chips and a digestive...
Chips and a digestive.
Well, not the same time. Not what? A digestive chip sandwich.
Healthy health. Yes. So I think that she. I think that those top three were the ones. Thing. I was quite upset that Vinegar Strokes didn't get to be a bit, you know, further down the line.
Right.
I do know her.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
Look at you name dropping.
I know.
Queens.
Actually, but I don't know her. I know him. We go back a very long way, don't we? Well, you don't know, but we do. We do go a long way.
And I was learning new things
that
tonight.
She would go a bit further. Yeah, Daniel. Yeah.
You'd hope that she'd go a bit further, or you hoped he'd go a bit further?
Well, I'd hope that Vinegar Strokes would have gone a bit further.
Oh, we're talking about the present now.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
In the thing. And I saw actually some of the drag looks, the runway looks that he was going to do, and they were quite outstanding. But I think that... from what we saw up to that point, it was probably the right decision at the time for Vinegar to go. But it's a shame, actually, because I think that we could have...
I'm sorry to laugh, but you're really getting into this.
I know.
I just say a bunch of drag queens and someone's like voting them on and off, and you're really getting into it like it's... We've moved on from like the political debate.
Can I just ask, what the hell was Cheryl Cole doing as a judge? Oh, Cheryl... No, she's not even got a surname anymore, has she?
It's just Cheryl.
Cheryl.
It's a bit like Kylie.
Cheryl.
But probably without the millions. Someone's commented, and I can't read it because there's so much text, and we're now sat so far away from the screen.
If we had a fair system of proportional representation, then I wouldn't be undecided as I'm a member of a Labour Party, but in somewhere...
West Wales.
West Wales. It's between Plaid Cymru... or the Lib Dems. So I'm going to have to vote.
Plaid.
Oh my God, we're terrible. Will we even be invited back to next year's Swansea?
Anywhere in Wales, by the our pronunciation of all the places. That was from Simon. Who was Simon? Still Simon. Hi,
yes,
Simon. We do apologise.
Yeah,
we're not usually this bad at pronouncing Welsh.
But I tell you what, we're out of London.
We are.
We're no longer in that bubble.
We're no longer London-centric,
right,
are we?
We're in the heart of the UK now, I feel. Well, the heart, yeah.
We are. We can get anywhere in 2 hours from where we are.
Supermarket.
You see?
Bus stop.
Other civilisation.
Neighbours. honestly, we've come to Nottingham.
Yeah, we have.
We are in the... Yeah, so we're out of that London bubble. There
so
you go.
So if you're in Nottingham, say hi.
Bringing LGBT media... out of London. We've done a bit about Drag Race. The best woman won. Wanted Bagger.
Well, maybe Bagger. I loved Bagger's yellow fluffy jackets.
Yeah.
I could have worn that, I think.
Yeah, you could have. It's true. No one's stopping you.
She might. So what else is on the agenda then, on this epic kind of crawl back to Facebook?
Sorry. I know this is a bit...
It's a bit of a shove-together show, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. It's a bit...
We're not very well-oiled, are we?
No, but we will be better. Oh, my God. Oh, we've got someone actually watching all the way from New Zealand.
Oh.
Hello.
Do they say good day in New Zealand?
I don't know. I don't think they do.
Or is that like...
Hang on. No, I think that's just Australia.
Is that like picking an Irish saying and an English saying? And say, do you say the same thing because you're so close?
Yeah, because aren't they about like 5 hours apart anyway by ocean?
New Zealand. Well, maybe by plane. Yeah, by plane, I think. 5 hours? New Zealand. Who was it from New Zealand?
Patrick.
How far is New Zealand from Australia by plane? Seaplane. We want the specifics.
Okay, yeah, right. So, I did a poll yesterday.
Oh, I did.
Talking about that drag race thing. And there's been a lot of discussion on the various social medias about whether the casting pool should be wider for next year's casting. I think they probably already cast it. But people were suggesting that there should be... bio queens, which is a term for drag queens who are biologically female, as well as having trans drag queens and kings and non-binary drag kings. And well, would they be drag thems kings?
If it, cause, oh, you see, yeah, if you put a binary on them,
non-binary, then it wouldn't be a king or a queen.
It would be a royalty,
a royalty, just a majesty,
maybe.
Non-gendered, there you go. So anyway, we asked that question.
That's an interesting question, though. Is it a different art form, though? You look at drag kings. Have you ever seen a drag king show? Who's that one? Adam All.
Very good. He's very good. Really like Adam All, actually. And actually, probably he's one of the most famous in the UK. I'm only saying that because that's the only one I know.
Anyone he's seen.
He must be famous, I tell you.
Yeah, would it work, though? A mix between drag queens and drag kings and drag royalty?
I think it could work, but it's whether you want to expand what drag means.
Right.
Because particularly in the UK, I think that when you say drag queen, people have a particular character in mind.
Yeah, if someone says drag queen to me, I think Paula Grady as Lily Savage.
Yeah.
Or Dame Edna. And that, oh, tried to do my Dame Edna impersonation there, but I was a little bit dry.
So is she. So I think it's whether you want to open up that definition of... it's not even like a Webster's Dictionary definition, but that thing in people's mind that says that drag is this thing. Or whether we should just go, actually, drag is drag. And let's rename something, let's open it up, and this is a new type of art form.
Okay, so then, what did he call it? Bio queens?
Yeah.
So a woman who enhances her female appearance to look more kind
and
of...
And it's camp as Christmas.
Panto.
Yeah. A bit like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, but is Dolly Parton a drag queen?
Well, I think she might argue that she is, or Elvira.
See... I look at those as different caricatures.
Yeah, but it's a heightened version of themselves, isn't
it? But they're
it?
Just camp women.
Right, okay.
You think of Kenneth Williams, he was a very camp man.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a drag queen. Or king.
No. But then isn't it about self-definition, self-defining?
No, because then you can get into that sense of defining yourself as something that you're not. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah, but, okay, but then drag is... Isn't that what drag is? You're defining something that you're not. Oh, I've caught you out there, haven't I?
No, but it's traditional drag, as you know, is I'm probably going to get myself into some kind of heated debates here. But
come on, Katie.
But it's kind of generally drag is a bloke in a frock with a load of makeup on.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're a woman with a load of makeup on and you're very camp. That doesn't make you a drag queen. That just makes you a very camp woman.
But who's to say what a drag queen is?
Oh, I don't know. What's the dictionary say?
I don't know. I should have maybe checked okay. that up. But,
what do you think? Do you think that bio queens are drag queens?
So, I did...
you've asked them.
I did ask earlier about drag queens. And over 420 people took part in the poll.
420?
And they were given the choice... yes or no, which is open it up or keep it as it is. And
you asked 420 people if they would open it up.
Yeah, it was a very busy weekend. And 46% of those who answered the survey said that the casting pool should be opened up to...
Oh, okay. Well, what do I know then?
Non-binary people, trans people, and bio queens. And then 54% said that the casting should stay as is, as in the more kind of traditional view of what drag is.
Interesting to know if the same people on one side voted Brexit or the other people voted non-Brexit, because it's a very similar split.
Well, they are, but then that would put you in the Brexit pool.
It's a bit wet. Anyway, just got out
I think it's a very
pool.
Interesting thing, and I think that I know in the American versions there have already been trans drag queens, and you know they have kind of
I get trans drag queens. Mm-hmm. I get that. That's absolutely fine. And of course, obviously, in America, they probably haven't expanded it because they've been going on for years, haven't they? What season are they on?
Oh, like a 429 or something.
I know.
It's about 8 or 9, I think.
I think RuPaul's tape gets heavy, more juicy, heavy duty as the years go on. Less.
Yeah. But
do you like RuPaul?
Okay. Why are we asking this question?
It was just a conversation.
I think that RuPaul is an amazing looking man and woman.
Okay.
I think that as a drag, wouldn't be my first choice.
Would you go to a bar to watch RuPaul as a drag queen?
I wouldn't.
No?
No, I wouldn't. I'm being completely honest here. I think that...
Who would you go and see in a drag bar?
I would go and see Lily Savage, without a doubt.
Apart from Ruby Slippers.
And Ruby Slippers. I like my drag to be a bit end of the pier.
Which is funny, because most of your life is a bit end of the pier, isn't it?
Oh my God. And just one push into the ocean and it's gone. No, I do like my drag to be a bit of the... I think that what RuPaul offers is a separate art form to the drag that I think I've grown up with and enjoyed.
And that's the other thing. Is it more kind of entertainment, as you say, kind of end of the pier, kind of Blackpool kind of entertainment? Or is it more kind of an art form, some kind of arse movement piece?
Yeah, and exactly. But there is space for both those things.
Yeah, totally. I'm just asking you what you prefer. Just said that you hate RuPaul.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say that, RuPaul.
No, we're never going to get a podcast now. We're Michelle Visage, that's it.
Oh, God, no.
Blown it.
We've already interviewed her anyway.
We did, didn't
we? Yeah, a couple of times? Once, maybe. I don't do the
interviews. No. I'm not very good.
We have interviewed Michelle Visage, actually, a couple of times, which is very nice. And what do you think of Michelle Visage as a judge?
She's quite judgmental.
You're going to say?
I have to say, she is quite judgmental, which probably makes it why she's a judge, because that's what judges do, they're judgmental. A judgmental judge. And I'm just going to keep saying judgmental.
Brilliant.
I don't know whether I agree with her.
Yeah, go on. On what?
I felt at times she was trying to be a little bit over critical, trying to be a little bit Simon Cowell, I guess, back in the 80s, whenever he started his X Factors.
But isn't that the point, to kind of have a Mr. Nasty or Miss Nasty?
Maybe. And don't all shout at me for saying this, but I'm not sure what she actually adds to the show.
She adds the Visage.
I much preferred Graham Norton.
Graham Norton and
Alan
Carr
made that show this
were
year.
Were incredible.
In fact, I'd say get rid of RuPaul and Michelle Visage altogether and just let them two host it.
Yeah, but you need to have a world famous drag queen being the the home.
I suppose.
And I suppose, and in the end, RuPaul is the most famous drag queen there is right now.
Titi LeCamp. Think you'll find.
She's very famous in the black cap.
I love Titi LeCamp. Really, that's probably my favourite drag queen.
Really? You see, there you go. You like Enda Pierre too.
I do love Enda Pierre. Oh, I do. I do. I think it's also who you're brought up with.
Yeah, obviously.
So Titi LeCamp was one of those queens that was around when I was first going to the bars.
Oh, she's that old.
Oh, my eyes were opened.
I bet that wasn't the only thing, you dirty hooer. Yeah, I feel that... Go on.
No, I think I was just pulling a funny face.
People on the podcast can't see that, but obviously...
Not sat this far away from the camera.
Anyway, listen, if you like what we do and you want to support us, you can always head on over to thegayuk.com/...
Support. Is it still that link?
Yes, it is.
It's still there. Good.
Because honestly, without your payments, we're just not going to get better at this. Let's face it.
And let's be even more honest.
I mean, let's just... We're just two puffs sitting here in front of microphones talking shite. Too late. Yes. Oh, last bit of LGBT news today.
Ooh.
The protesters, the Birmingham...
Six?
No, oh. 300. Parents have now been banned permanently.
Permanently?
From protesting outside a primary school in Birmingham.
So huzzah.
Is it Shaquille? Was the main ringleader of that. So he was leading these protests in front of a primary school in Birmingham earlier this year. In fact, I think they've been going on quite a lot. And a judge has upheld an injunction which stops them from protesting outside the school gates. And what they were protesting was the no outsiders lessons, part of which have an LGBT section to it about different types of families, LGBT inclusion, gender expression and diversity, as well as other things like disability, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and gender equality. So, you know, women and men and all that kind of stuff. So,
and they didn't like it.
The parents did not like it, and they took to the streets. In fact, at one of the schools, they took 600 of the kids out of the school in protest.
right.
I don't know any more about that bit of the story, because that's kind of, like, not been discussed so much. I want to know whether those parents have been fined for taking their children out of school, because as far as I'm aware, they didn't have permission.
You see all the time, don't you, kind of parents being fined for taking their kids on holiday during school time.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you can only take your kids out, this is as far as I believe, with permission of the head teacher. You're telling me that the head teacher gave permission for 600 children to miss school? I mean, these teachers don't have time to, you know.
So what was the outcome?
So the judge has upheld a ruling saying that they can no longer protest outside the schools. However, the protesters, and I think his name is Shaquille, has said that this hasn't dampened his determination to continue protesting and taking this to the next level. So I think 2020 is going to be the year of lawsuits and judgments and you know, lots of legal stuff that's going to go on next year. I think it's going to be quite interesting.
Do you think religion versus LGBT is going to come to
I think religion versus a lot of subjects is going to come up. And I think that we will find in 2020, 2021, whether religion is as sacred or stands up against other ways of life that are, you know, quantifiable and scientific.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, listen, I'm glad you mentioned 2020 because I got something to show you. Mm. Oh, it's an exclusive.
Go on.
Well, it's not. It's been online for about a few weeks now, but the Naked Rugby Players are back with their 2020 calendar. It's a very colourful one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And look, this year we can actually put the front cover on the screen because it's not naked.
Yep, I'd like to see you try and ban this one, Facebook. Hmm. Right, so yes, this is our Facebook-friendly cover and our Facebook-friendly back cover. Look at that.
You can barely tell that's a man's crutch.
You can't. But what's behind crutch, that ball?
I mean, not crutch.
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 I don't think he's got a crutch. Well, it's a big ball. The Naked Rugby Players 2020 is one of the top five charity calendars in the UK, according to the Cali Awards of last year. Let's have a look now. Well, it's January. I can look at this, but you can't because it's Facebook. I'm going to try and find you. Here's one of my favourite shots. March. Oof, who
do
are
you like
they?
That one?
I do. The Chester Centurions. Quick look, ooh, because we don't get banned.
Woof. Woof.
And we've got the Outlaws in April.
Oh, I do like that
it's
one.
It's very colourful this year.
It's very colourful this year.
I don't know how much you can
Graham,
see on
Graham, how
this.
Much are they going for and where can you purchase that calendar from?
The calendars are $14.99 and are available online at thenakedrugbyplayers.com. They're also available from Amazon, or you can also buy them from the teams who are involved as well. In the calendar, they're selling their own batches, and they were the Chester Centurions, the Leeds Hunters, the Northampton Outlaws, the Wessex Wyverns, say that after a few drinks, the Bristol Bisons, and the Cardiff Lions.
Brilliant. And does it support anything in particular?
It does, as well as supporting all of the teams involved, which is supporting inclusive rugby, as well as promoting body positivity within the calendar. It also helps support Balls to Cancer charity, which helps support kind of testicular and other cancers within men.
Yeah, brilliant.
And they also do women's cancer as well, don't they?
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah, they do. They do those Check Your Breast Wednesdays or whatever it is. I think they do a Check Your Balls Sundays.
Well, I do that most days. Don't most people check their balls most days?
Well, you have a scratch, but there's a difference between a scratch, guys, and having a proper feel, you know.
Have a feel.
But I need to say, if you do feel anything unusual, go see a GP.
Well, that would be a good drag name.
What, Scratchy Balls?
No, Have a Feel.
Have a Feel.
Have a Feel.
Have a Feel.
Anyway, listen.
Yeah, no one's
voting
for that.
No, I think we should wrap it up, really. So, listen, if you've been listening on the podcast, thank you very much for joining us. Please take time to rate and review us wherever you got this podcast from. If that was on iTunes, why not give us a 5-star review? I mean, or if it was on Google Podcasts, why not give us a 5-star review? And if you really like what we do and you really want to support us, and please write to your local MP. No, go to thegayuk.com/support. Excellent. Right. Next time we do this, I know it's called The Gaily Show, but we're not going to do it gaily.
We said about daily. Twice a week, didn't we?
We're going to do about twice a week.
We're so busy.
Because we're so busy. No, because we just couldn't think of it. Because basically, when you're doing a live show like this, Graham tends to say things which are highly offensive and I have to edit them all out.
I haven't said anything highly offensive. I said I love particular camp, but still.
Right, okay, take care.